What role does obsession play in the creation of powerful and lasting art? Our book reviewer Alan Chu suggests that if you read Sourland, the newest collection of short fiction from Joyce Carol Oates, you have the answer. Obsession is everything.
15 new stories and the title novella make up nearly 400 pages of obsessive focus on the plight of naive young female adolescents and newly bereaved women in a world of pain, suffering, loss, and dangerous affections. The opening story, Pumpkinhead, is bizarre almost beyond belief. A would-be suitor stops by to visit a new widow, husband only 6 months dead. He's wearing a costume. A pumpkin head, its leering cut-out eyes not lighted from within like a jack-o'-lantern, but dark, glassy. And this man speaks to the woman through the grinning slash mouth in heavily accented English. Violence, sexual boldness, and obsessive repetition, I repeat, mark nearly every page in this collection. In The Beating, for example, a high school girl who visits her father in the hospital after he's received a terrible battering by unknown assailants is abducted by one of her teachers, who drives her to his house and molests her. Try the title story, in which another new widow flies to the upper Midwest for a tryst with a bizarre old acquaintance of her late husband and finds herself entangled in a situation, locked in a remote cabin by a loner with a disfigured face. This resembles something out of a grade C horror movie, but genius can treat a situation like this and turn it into powerful art. Making sense of a cataclysmic inner and outer landscape has been Joyce Carol Oates' obsession for nearly 5 decades. This evocative new collection shows just how much sense she can make of it right now.
The book is Sourland, a new collection of stories from Joyce Carol Oates. Alan Chu teaches writing at George Mason University in Virginia.